fighting for America.
Officials are saying that it was a Russian surface-to-air missile that allegedly brought down the Malaysian flight.
The Ukrainians will be pointing the finger at Russia. Russia will point the finger back at Ukraine.
Fighting for Idaho.
If it's publicly available information, why'd you ask the IRS for it? And why'd you have to meet with Lois Lerner to get it?
I cannot disclose any specifics about the investigation.
Your boss, the Attorney General, is a bad witness. Please don't be a bad witness.
Fighting for you.
One way or the other, we're going to have to deal with the consequences of the Federal Reserve artificially propping up our economy while it has tried to help this administration limp through its poor economic policy.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Joining us now is someone who's got the attention of a lot of people. He ran for the Republican nomination, that of the Attorney General. He's an attorney. He's a great guy. And now he's with us here to talk about the, well, we thought we were going to talk about just the state of things, but darn it, Chris Troupas is a newsmaker once again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm all right. I was talking to Barry Peterson earlier today, and I said, you know, I wonder what's up with Barry. And then I get a call from you and a call from Barry last night, and we had already scheduled you to be on the program today. And lo and behold, we're making news. So I would ask you how you're doing.
I'm doing just fine. I think this what we did in filing this complaint was just something that had to be done. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. Kind of depends on whether the judge that we get looks at the case and decides it based upon a rule of law. But you know as well as I do, it's involves politics. I filed it because I felt that the integrity of the process and the rights of all the 527 convention delegates and the Republican Party's standing, it had to be preserved, and we had to make this statement.
Now, Chris Troupas, the last time we had you on, you gave the old Kevin Miller answer. Well, you could be right, but, you know, fighting the process might destroy the party, and then you file this suit.
Well, you know, now I'm acting as an attorney, Kevin, and not acting politically, and as an attorney, I represent the chairman and also six members of the executive committee who are also convention delegates. And I went through a lot of angst about filing this because originally I thought, well, we're going to have to sue the Republican Party. When after I did all the research and analysis, I realized we're defending the Republican Party. We're really defending the idea that a party has to operate under a set of rules. And what we've got here, the people that we have sued are attempting to have a hostile takeover of the party. They're rogues and they're acting illegally. So I don't think that'll take the party down. In fact, you know, it's just a good house cleaning.
Chris Troupas with us, attorney at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. So you've kind of spelled it out, though, but for those that may hear it on television or maybe glance over in the paper, what's really what's the goal of this lawsuit?
Well, you know, the goal is single-minded. You know, all the people have heard is that one faction set a meeting for August 2, the other set a meeting for August 9, ostensibly to elect new state officers. And that there's this fight over that. But it turns out that the single goal of this lawsuit is to declare that the action taken by two members of the party to illegally set up a meeting was not authorized under the rules, and that unilaterally declaring that the chairman's office is vacant 6 days before his term expires is simply illegal. It's an attempt to posture and take over the party. We want the court to assert that the rights of the delegates and the rule of law prevails.
Now, why file in Twin Falls?
Well, actually, I didn't have a choice. You have to file where one of the defendants resides. And in this case, Mike Matthews, who was the first vice chairman of the party, lives in Twin Falls and issued the call for the August 2 meeting out of Twin Falls. So it wasn't that we went forum shopping, but that's where our defendant is, and that's the proper venue under Idaho state law.
So as you've talked about here at 580KIDO, Chris Troupas, we have these dueling meetings.
That's correct.
So the advocates for the August 2nd meeting would say, well, our attorney has said this, the national party has said this, and this is how it's going to be.
Yeah, the problem with that is a couple things. First, under the rules, only the chairman can call a special meeting of the Central Committee. So when they called the August 2 meeting, they predicated it by saying, we don't have a chairman. But they called it on June 23. Now, the chairman was originally elected June 24, 2012, for a two-year term. So on June 23, 2014, he's still the chairman. You can't. The first vice chairman can only call a meeting in the event there's a vacancy in the chairman's office. So he called a meeting while we still had a chairman, which means his meeting is illegal under the rules. But there's a more important point, Kevin, and that's this. The chairman's call of a meeting allows the Central Committee to determine or to review the Rules Committee determination that there was a re-election of all the officers at the state convention. The Rules Committee met on June 19, and they represented all seven regions of the state. They decided we had re-elected new officers, and so Chairman Peterson's call for the meeting says Central Committee will first look at the Rules Committee's decision and accept or reject it. Only if they reject it will they elect new officers. This illegal call of a meeting presumes that we have no officers, doesn't give the Central Committee the right to look at that Rules Committee determination, but simply goes right ahead to an election of new officers. In other words, it takes the power away from the Central Committee, takes the power, nullifies the delegates' vote. That's a violation of due process.
Chris Troupas with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. Chris, why is this important to, you know, people that are worried about their beer in the refrigerator and their gas in their four-wheeler?
You know what? I think it's important because political parties, like them or not, they are the bulwark of the republic. They are what allows people to gather together and have a voice. And what's happening here, what we represent, is that the 527 common delegates, the people who were elected in their respective counties and communities who went to the convention, they're us. And here we have a few members of the establishment who are trying to say, you know what, we know what you did at the convention, but forget that. We can just control the party and we can decide how to run government. It's like, you know, go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country. I think it's important that the people take back their government.
Chris, I don't know if you can take off your attorney hat for a minute, if that's possible at 580KIDO.
Okay.
And as a person that's active in the party, as a person who ran for office, who spent a lot of his money to make a difference, where are we at here?
You know, I think we are at a turning point, a tipping point, if you will. I think it's really important for us people that the conservatives are more involved right now in trying to take back control of their own government than ever before. And if we lose this battle, we're going to have in the fall we may have a new governor, and we'll have a new governor either way, but he may be of a different party, and Idaho may move in a different direction. But we need to have government responsive to the people, and I think this lawsuit is just an indicator of that. It's an indicator of the problems we have here in Idaho that are endemic nationwide. We're a microcosm of the rest of the country. I think we really need people need to wake up. And well, I hope this is a wake-up call.
Well, I think you've got the establishment's attention once again. What do you want to say directly to them? Because whether they acknowledge it or not, they listen. People involved in politics listen to this program because of people like you and others that are activists and that care.
You know, Kevin, what I'd say is, can't we just sit down at a conference table and talk? And can't we come to an agreement that the purpose of the Republican Party and the purpose of government is to serve the people? And the people need to have a voice. I want to see the party unified. But I want to see it unified around the common core principles that it was established on.
Yeah.
And I think that's still possible, but I do think it's in the governor's hands.
Well, and we've been hearing that all morning long here at 580 KIDO, and the governor's hard on the trail, working as he always does. Barry Peterson said it could all be accomplished if they had a face-to-face talk, but you know, again, you're on the ground floor of this. On one hand, the governor says the grassroots should figure it out. On the other hand, you have members of the establishment looking to wipe out the grassroots.
You know, I think that's where I'm at, is what I see is the establishment wants to crush the conservative movement once and for all. And I think they see this as the opportunity to crush the conservative movement. And that's not unification. You know, that's pacification by force, which, as I recall, Thomas Jefferson referred to when we moved west. But I don't think that's a positive that's not a positive thing for Idaho.
Well, let me hit you with this one, because let's say you have 40% that agree that, you know, the battle for the health care is over, the battle for the lands is over, and they want to go along with what the legislature says. They believe that the Common Core is good. Heck, the Republican candidate for state school superintendent's down with Common Core. And then you have the other, let's just say, 40% that disagree with it, that want to fight, that want this. So essentially, we're at Stalingrad here in Idaho.
You bet. That's exactly where we are. And you know what's interesting, Kevin, is in doing the research, I found out this isn't the first time Idaho has gone through this. You got to go all the way back to 1908. Idaho's first senator, Fred T. DuBois, I think, or DuBois or Dubois, he was a silver Republican, Idaho senator, converted to the Democrat Party. And in 1908, at their convention in Coeur d'Alene, he led a revolt because he parted with the Democrats over support of Teddy Roosevelt and decided to set up his own convention across town in Wallace. And there was a big fight over who really represented the Democrat Party. This is a repeat of the DuBois scandal in 1908.
Well, what's new is old school here at 580KIDO. So, Chris Troupas, your thoughts on how you would like this suit to play out? What's next? When will a judge hear what you have to say?
You know, we don't have a hearing date left yet because Judge Stoker, who's got the case in Twin Falls, is out of town until Monday. We will probably be hearing from him on Monday as to setting a hearing. Preliminary injunction matters are set on an emergency basis, and so I would expect a hearing next week, if not the first of the following week. And what I would hope is that the judge looks at our papers, looks at whatever the opposition has filed, and says that the August 2 meeting cannot be convened. I think at that point, rather than simply saying, well, the August 9 meeting was properly called and go ahead, I am hopeful that the governor will finally say, let's sit down and decide who should be the chairman of this party.
Would you like to personally ask him to do that right now?
Absolutely. You know, I extend a request to Governor Otter, to Lieutenant Governor Brad Little, and all others who are in office, but especially Governor Otter and Lieutenant Governor Little, who have the power to resolve this. Come to the table with us. We want to work out a compromise, and that doesn't mean we expect that the chairman, Peterson, will stay in office. Chairman Peterson knows he's a firebrand, and he just wants to see the party move forward. Let's get together and actually talk in rational terms about what's best for the people of Idaho and the Republican Party. We promise to act in good faith, and if you will.
Chris Troupas, we'll have to have you back on some other issues. We appreciate it, sir.
Hey, thank you so much, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
Take care.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it, Chris Troupas. the attorney that filed that lawsuit against the state GOP members. Your thoughts on that, plus the border, plus the plane, plus Gaza, plus, well, what you want to talk about next at 580-5436-580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Good morning to you, Trevor.
Trevor, Kever, who knows?
Good morning, Trevor. Yeah, I heard that.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho.
Are your ears burning yet? They should be. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Love being here in Idaho. Good morning, K. Millie in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up, the latest on the Malaysian plane being downed by the missile. John McCain says it's the Russians. We're wondering just how secure the border is, the state of the GOP. One man who can figure this all out, he is TPB, Tea Party Bob, a lovable, lovable character at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Tea Party Bob.
Good morning, Kevin. Boy, I tell you, are we in a mess. You know, you look at what's going on in the world. You know, everybody should be getting a little bit worried. We have a war going on in Gaza, planes being blown out of the sky over the Ukraine. Our borders are overflowing with illegal immigrants carrying diseases. We ship them around our country, exposing everybody to them. You know, and our president continues to be out there fundraising, telling everybody, we're living in times of tranquility. What a bunch of horse manure. No one seems to care about how much trouble this country's in. You know, we have a liberal media saying little or nothing about the immigration issue or the IRS issue. The veteran issue is now on the back page, if it's even there. Benghazi's just about forgotten. You know, if it wasn't for your show, we'd all probably forget about these important issues. So thank you, Kevin, for keeping the people at the Treasure Valley informed.
Look, I'm just trying to keep up with the publisher of the Gem State Patriot.
Gosh, you're so far ahead of me, let me tell you. You know, by the way, you know, I did tell you that there would be a suit filed against the establishment for breaking the rules, and I'm glad that they're doing it. You know, it's about time the conservatives started fighting back and forcing this establishment to start living by the rules that they made. Chris is right. The establishment's trying to crush the conservatives wherever they can. When you see people like Crapo and Rich donating money to Thad Cochran, one of the biggest rhinos in the legislature, you really have to wonder, how did we vote these guys in office, and why do we keep voting them in office? It just scares the living daylights out of me. The way things are going in this state, we could wind up with a Democratic governor in a November election.
You know, well, that's what we're hearing a lot of, Tea Party Bob, here at 580 KIDO.
I talk to people all the time. They don't want to talk or even vote with this governor anymore. They're tired of him. There's gonna be a problem. I can see it coming. You know, when's the establishment going to put on their big boy pants and start to resolve some of our problems instead of acting like a bunch of crybabies that didn't get their way?
Well, maybe they think that you guys should take one for the team because they won.
Look, we've taken enough for this team, and it's time to stop. It's time to go back and change things and get back to some normalcy. It's time to get some leadership, which seems to have gone the way of the dodo bird in Idaho.
Let me ask you something on a totally unrelated note. What does it say that the state school superintendent candidate is down with promoting Common Core as a Republican?
Look, I mean, we knew that when she was running for office. There was only one person who was running for that office in the primary that didn't want Common Core, and that was John Ina.
Right.
I mean, this is what I've been saying all along, and we're going to find out this more and more. The people who are in power want the Common Core. It's the people who are teaching it that don't want it. But nobody seems to want to listen to them. You go down to your schools, and I know you have a great relationship with the schools, but do you think a teacher is going to sit down and talk to you on your show and say, hey, I really hate this Common Core. It's driving me nuts. Can't stand it. In the public, never going to happen. But you get these people outside and get them to sit down over a cup of coffee, and they're going to tell you how bad it really is. Now when you see New York State actually trying to get Common Core out of there because it's so bad, they realize how much it's going to cost them. They realize how bad it is for the kids. We have options here. We can go to different systems. We don't need to use Common Core. This is nothing but top-down education for our kids. I don't want to see it happen, and most of the people in Idaho don't want to see it happen. Tea Party. I don't think she's going to get elected either.
You're just the bearer of a bundle of good news today.
Well, no. I mean, you got to look at these things realistically. What's happening to our country? What's happening to our state? There is no leadership anymore.
Well, to go back to quoting Chemlik, a beer in the fridge, gas in the four-wheeler.
Yes, and until the truck breaks down and the beer goes bad or there's no more in there, right. People are not going to get off their dead duffs and do something.
Well, you have a good day, sir.
You too. Have a great weekend, Kevin. Thank you again.
Thank you. Our great friend Tea Party Bob here at 580KIDO. Coming up next, you know, this is just how busy we've been. We've been talking about, well, this issue involving the border, the state Republican Party, and John McCain.
The separatists could have only gotten that capability from Russia, and so therefore the culpable party here is Vladimir Putin.
Is Putin to blame for the plane going down?
I'm for upholding the Constitution. I'm for protecting the interest of the House vis-a-vis the power grab that's going on by the White House.
Yeah.
And while he has the authority to issue executive orders, he does not have the authority to unilaterally change laws in our country, which he has done.
You know, John Boehner's right, but I don't think going to Judge Judy, I think I do agree with Harry Reid on that, going to Judge Judy and claiming I'm holding the president accountable, that's why you have the Constitution, and that's why, as we've settled all day long, you have to put on your big boy pants and consider the impeachment article. 580-KIDO, Kevin Miller with you. Good morning.
Fooled by the rebels.
It's just shock. You get this sick feeling in the pit of your stomach.
298 people died from at least 10 countries.
We were supposed to be in that flight.
There's something wrong with the world today.
It's not just the airstrikes they have to worry about anymore. It's the actual ground invasion.
We just keep hearing one explosion after another.
I went out and saw a plane falling right on top of me.
The military feels that this is something that they have to do.
It looks like it may be a terrible tragedy.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Welcome to Friday here at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone numbers 580-5436. And I attempted to go to this story yesterday. You ever have the situation at work or at home where you have a silly, ridiculous argument and it keeps going and escalating and you just want to say, just answer the question. Just answer the question. And we expect it of kids, but do we really expect it of the White House press secretary and a reporter? And all Ed Henry's doing from Fox News at 580KIDO is asking Josh Earnest, the new Jay Carney, is the border secure?
Today, secure. The issue that we're seeing at the border right now, Ed, and the issue
that's
that has got...
The issue I'm saying, is the border secure?
Well, I will tell you that there are more resources that are dedicated to this border right now in securing it than there ever have been.
Securing it. But is it secure today?
And the issue that we're seeing right now is not individuals attempting to evade detection by Border Patrol officials. What we're seeing right now are people who are coming to the border and turning themselves over to Border Patrol.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said, Republicans keep saying, secure the border first, then we'll deal with comprehensive. Mm-hmm. Senator Reid said, he put the Majority Leader's office right behind it. He said, the border is secure. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with him?
Mm-hmm. The administration, under the president's leadership, has dedicated significant resources to securing the border. And here's what I would say to those, particularly those Republicans, who are concerned about border security.
Here's the deal. Is the border secure? Josh, is the border secure?
There is an historic investment in border security resources included in the bipartisan bill that was passed by the Senate. So those in the House in particular who are concerned about border security should be the champions of common sense immigration reform. So it is hard to take seriously the concerns of those who say the border is not secure, while at the same time they're blocking a piece of legislation that's already passed the Senate that would actually invest in securing the border.
They're saying it's not secure, the Republicans. You're saying it is secure?
They're saying it's not secure and blocking a piece of legislation that would actually make a historic investment in border security.
Yes. Well, we don't enforce the border laws now. We're giving people access to planes, trains, and automobiles that have diseases. Don't take my word for it. Go to ABC News that broke the story. And then, this time, You know, this time we're going to make sure that that we enforce the laws. If you give us more money, if you make more people legal that are illegal, then this time we'll do it.
I'm saying that is a deplorable act of playing politics in a very serious situation.
Is the border secure?
The position of this administration is that we have made an important investment in securing the border. There are more resources there now and have been put there under the president's watch than at any time in our history.
Getting more secure, you say, but not secure.
The president is certainly supportive of additional security being added to the border, right? That's why the president
is the border
again,
secure?
There are a whole host of reasons to support comprehensive immigration reform. A historic investment in border security is one of them. It's one of the reasons that...
yada, yada, yada. So there you have it. The border, not very secure. So there we have it at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Now we have this... Well, let's see what Senator Reid has to say, shall we?
Here in Washington, D.C., some Senate Republicans are playing a high-stakes game of their own with a humanitarian crisis. But instead of poker chips, they're using kids... Children.
Right. The children. Now, as I've said before, and we've said this many times, how many charitable groups can we give to? Do we want to give to? I think quite a bit, right? But there comes the dreams, and then there comes the budget. And unlike our federal government, we can't just simply print money, can we? And by the way, why should we reward people for coming into this country illegally? And as I said before, and Two Fly Bri got a little upset with me and others. What type of parent tells their kid to hit the road, allows them, encourages them, tells them to travel through this dangerous territory with the coyotes, with the killers, with the smugglers, with the river, so they can come here to the land of opportunity? Well, who's going to pay for that? And if you're an American worker, whether you're high-tech or low-tech, because you have the godless corporations that are behind this, how would you like to lose your job to somebody here who, you know, is on the guest worker program? Because the corporations can pay them more cheaply. The corporations don't have to give them the same benefit. And if they look at them the wrong way, they can ship them back to the home country. Or, and this is happening in cities across the country, schools are being overrun by people. This isn't a personal attack. It's fact that have diseases, tuberculosis and the like. Heck, we've got medical emergencies for the medical personnel that are trying to treat these diseases. It has to stop. The insanity of the border has to stop. And we have Harry Reid, who's angry at the Republicans. You know, look, the Republicans, as we know, are not perfect. But on the other hand, dude, when is America going to come first at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, not to be outdone with information overload? Then we have, what is it, the MH-17, they're calling it, being shot down? And people are saying, and Kerry Patton joined us earlier today, if you missed it, you can go to 580KIDO.com, podcast our 6 o'clock hour. You'll get that, plus the exclusive interview of state GOP Chairman Barry Peterson on his lawsuit against members of the Republican Party. And you could sit there and you could listen for yourself, Kerry Patton, talking about this, that, look, it was the Russian proxies that did this. So what do we do? What are we going to do? Okay, are we going to tell them, you shoot another plane down, we're going to get mad. You shoot another plane down, we're going to give you the red line we gave Syria. Dangerous world we're living in. A dangerous world that we are living in here. Let's hear what Joe Biden had to say about the crash.
It's important we get to the bottom of this sooner or later because of the possible repercussions that can flow from this beyond the tragic loss of life.
Obviously.
He and I both agreed that the investigation must not be hindered in any way. An international team must have full access to the crash site, and no one should interfere with the area.
Now, the problem with the crash site, Mr. Prime Minister of Malaysia, it's controlled by the people with the missiles. Ouch. To Jay at 580KIDO. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. You were saying that you thought that it was nonsense that the Republicans under Boehner are suing the president over, well, really, it's just politics. I have to agree with you. I think it's nonsense because there's a constitutional way to stop him from overreach, and it all comes down to money. If you don't want the president to be by executive order or executive means not obeying the law, cut off his funds, go the way that Cruz recommended and the Tea Party has asked for the Congress to do for years, and get off your butt and do something instead of just, I mean, what he's doing is just tactics to make, to blow smoke at people. You might as well have a forest fire out here, a grass fire. That's all he's doing. It's ridiculous. And that's really all I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you, Jay, for saying it. They're right. You know, it's funny because the Boise rabble-rouser saying, well, Congress has a low approval rate because Congress really isn't doing anything, are they? What can they do? Well, cut off the funding, number one. Then you'll get his attention. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580K.
Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
Obviously, the world is watching reports of a downed passenger jet near the Russia-Ukraine border.
Ukrainian's foreign ministry is saying that they have reason to believe, this not just a guess, but based on their assessment, that this was a Russian-made Buk missile that is in the hands of the Russian separatists. You also have kind of, you know, chatter on Twitter about some of the separatists saying that they did shoot down a plane.
Well, there you have it. Will there be any ramifications? Should there be? Those are some questions and much, much more. Kay Miller in the morning. Kevin Miller with you here at 580KIDO. We go back to the phones. We go to Greg. Good morning. You're on 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for your show.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, I'm calling in about the nationwide protest tomorrow on our broken borders and the amnesty movement. And there will be a protest for people in the Boise area at Black Cat Road and Interstate 84 at the overpass. So bring your signs saying secure our borders, bring your flags, bring your, and it'll be running from 11 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That sounds like a good time.
But there's over 300 protests planned across the country, and you can go to Alabama.
All right. I love Greg. That's great, but come on. I mean, this isn't call to get the protest out show. And I don't mind people calling in and having a great time and plugging their events, but you got to contribute. And I've been talking about this border situation for the 20 years I've been on the radio. But we do have, you know, out of respect to the listening audience, and I don't serve a political party. I don't serve anybody else but you. And maybe I haven't slept well last night or whatever, but it just kind of gets me when people just kind of call in and plug an event and they don't want to participate. And that's just not what we're about. And we do have a higher standard. I hope that protest goes well. But the idea that people just call in and do that and they don't add anything. So you can ask the Miller Militia when they call in. I give them a hard time. Just because you're... listenership, your attention is appreciated, is honored, is respected, and I am your advocate. So if people are saying, oh, you cut off Greg, look, there's a protest at Black Hat tomorrow, 300 protests nationwide, great. But you have to support people that support this program. Greg, sorry we cut you off, but those are our rules here. And that's what we have to do. We have to stick up for ourselves. Phone number's here, 580-5436, Fascinating show. If you missed any of it today, I urge you to go to 580kido.com and check out the podcasts, because we've got the only, we're the only outlet in the state that has the interview, two interviews actually, with Barry Peterson, the state Republican Party chairman, on the lawsuit that was filed yesterday in Twin Falls, and Chris Troupas, the attorney that filed the lawsuit. So while, with respect to everybody, they're reading press releases and going, oh, what's next with the Republican Party? You get the exclusive facts, and that is because those two individuals trust us to get it right. And we hold that responsibility with the utmost respect, and we want to make sure that we earn it, just like we earn your listenership each and every day. Currently 71 in Boise. Let's get you to work. Kevin Miller in the morning. Hope you have a great weekend. Do appreciate it. Remember, there's still more of us than there are of them. We just have to be more vocal. Tell a friend. We'd love to be here for many more years to come. You're the ones that make it happen. You're the deciders. Good day. God bless. And above all, keep the faith. Serving M.